That's what I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request.
Hare Krishna. First, I want to apologize for being late. I was supposed to be here at 10:30 in the morning, but I also had to attend GVC meeting where some very important issues were being discussed. It was not possible. And this is the GBC lunch break. So, I can stand. First, I want to welcome all of you to this book distribution seminar that is sponsored by BBT. And I want to thank Vaishishekha Prabhu for taking the trouble to come here all the way to give you all a two-day seminar on book distribution. Vaishishekha Prabhu ki. Vaishishekha Prabhu, as you know, has been engaged in distributing Prabhupada's books for the last 35, 40? Okay, since 1973. How many years is that, quickly? He has been distributing books every day, or at least engaged in full-time book distribution for the last 42 years. Since 1973, he has been doing book distribution, and he is one of the most dedicated book distributors our movement has. And now he travels around the world training devotees up in book distribution. I travel to many American cities where Vaishishekha Prabhu regularly goes, and in all these cities virtually had no book distribution. And due to Vaishishekha Prabhu's training, inspiration and guidance and regular visits, all these centers now have very good book distribution going on. And what I really like in the American book distribution is they're concentrating a lot on Bhagavatam sets, am I right? Yeah. So they're doing a lot of Bhagavatam sets. So we are very grateful that Vaishishekha Prabhu has come. In the past, he's connected seminars in Tirupati, Delhi, and this one has been organized by the BBT in conjunction with the WIDC for the devotees of the Western India. So we are very grateful to Vaishishekha Prabhu. So book distribution, as you know, is one of our major activities, am I right?
Yes.
Prabhupada emphasized again and again the importance of book distribution. Prabhupada in Vrindavan in his last days said, as long as book distribution goes on, I will live forever. That means when you distribute these books, you're distributing Prabhupada's explanation of what the Lord has said. In other words, you're giving Prabhupada an opportunity to preach. We all know how our acharyas emphasize book distribution. In the scriptures you read about the importance of preaching. What does Krishna say in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? Who is dear most to me? One who preaches my glories. There will never be one more dear than him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also emphasized the importance of preaching. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Haridas and Nityananda and said, go house to house and preach. And what was the message he gave? Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. So Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, you can imagine what a fantastic team it must have been. They started preaching house to house in Bengal. Many of the houses they went to, they were received very warmly. People said, oh, we are so fortunate, sannyasis have come to our house. Some of the houses they went to, people said, these are agents of thieves. They've come to see what's inside our house, and then they'll come and steal later on. And some of them won't even open the door. They said, when we came, when we wanted to take part in your Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya started a Sankirtan movement in Srivas Acharya's house and Srivas Pandit's house, and only confidential devotees were allowed to witness his leela. The many were not allowed, so they would say, when we tried to enter Srivas Pandit's house, we were not allowed. Now we want that you come in. So this is a reaction you can get. When we try to preach, some people welcome us, some people laugh at us, and some people insult us, isn't it? But we should not get discouraged. So book distribution is very, very important. If you do a survey around the world to see how did most people come to the movement, you'll find that most of them came because of these books. These books have wisdom that can wake us up to the spiritual reality. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, I'm not worried about my own liberation, but I'm worried about whom? Whom are you worried about? Those who are trying to convert distress to comfort. So book distribution is very, very necessary. Sometimes our devotees think, oh, it's not so necessary. It's a very, very necessary activity. Prabhupada emphasized this service the most. You know, Prabhupada's secretary would regularly bring mail to Prabhupada. Those days there was no email. And the first letter that the secretary would always open was the Sankirtan newsletter, giving Prabhupada information on books distributed around the world. So our acharyas have all emphasized book distribution. Thakur Bhaktivinod was the first great international book distributor. He wrote a book on the life of Lord Chaitanya that he sent to universities around the world. Then his son Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also emphasized printing and distributing of books. Bhakti Siddhanta ji made a statement. He called this service of book distribution the Brihad Madanga. Prabhupada was visiting his guru in Radhakun. At that time, Bhakti Siddhanta ji was taking a Brajmandal parikram. And Bhakti Siddhanta ji drew a picture of a Madanga and told Prabhupada, if Krishna gives you facility, print and distribute books. And he called this distribution of books the activity of Brihad Madanga. Why is it called a Brihad Madanga? An ordinary Madanga sound can only go up to a specific point. But a book distributed, let's say in Bombay, can be read in any part of the world. I know a case where somebody was a sailor. He purchased a book in Australia. Then the ship came to London. He went to the ISKCON temple and bought some more books. And then the ship proceeded to Russia and he became a devotee. So he got a book first way in Australia. So there's so many parts of the world where even before the devotees had reached, the books were already preaching. So this activity, Brihad Madanga, is very important. Bhakti Siddhanta ji emphasized this. He started printing presses in different parts of India. He encouraged his disciples to go and distribute books. And Prabhupada said, even if these were ordinary devotees, Bhakti Siddhanta ji would be so happy even if they would distribute one or two books. So, and Prabhupada took his spiritual master's instructions to heart. Even before Prabhupada went to the West, he had started his Bhakti Gadan magazine. Prabhupada started the Bhakti Gadan magazine in 1944. And Prabhupada was also writing articles on topical issues. And Prabhupada himself used to go out to distribute magazines also. There's a story once in Delhi. It was very hot. Prabhupada was distributing Back to God magazine, and he almost had a sunstroke. But as soon as he came back to consciousness, he again resumed his book distribution. So Prabhupada took his spiritual master's instruction very seriously. Prabhupada, when he moved to Radha-dhamma temple, he was a one-man army. He was translating the books, taking a tanga and going to Mathura, traveling with third class to Delhi, taking a cycle rickshaw and going to the market, buying paper, printing books, raising funds for book printing. And when they were all printed, what was he doing? Distributing the books also. So Prabhupada himself gave us the example. And after Prabhupada printed first canto in three volumes, and to print this first canto in three volumes, Prabhupada really had to struggle also. He needed funds for first canto part two. He went to see Srimati Maharaji in Bombay. Someone told him there's a very pious lady. So Prabhupada could not get an audience with Mrs. Maharaji because her secretary said, he's too busy. So Prabhupada, for 5 hours, he sat down on the staircase of her office building. Prabhupada's reasoning was, she has to go out this way, so she'll definitely see him. And in the evening when she was going home, she asked her secretary, who is this Swamiji? And he said, he's come from Vrindavan. He wants some money to print his Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada saw her the next day, and she helped. Just to give you an example of how Prabhupada struggled. For 5 hours, he was sitting in the staircase waiting for her because he wanted funds to print his Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada gave us the ideal example. We saw him in his last few days on the planet when he was very weak. He could barely speak. He had somebody helping him sit down. He had somebody reading the Sanskrit, Pradyumna. He had somebody holding the microphone. And in that environment, Prabhupada translated 10 canto part 3. So, we all know the importance of book distribution. And the success in book distribution will come from purity. We often hear this phrase, purity is the force. So I have seen book distributors around the world. The ones that are really successful are those who have good sadhana and are enthusiastic to preach. Enthusiasm is very important in book distribution. Once in Bombay, I had arranged a big display of Prabhupada's books at a very prominent bookstore. This was sometime in 1976. And after 1 month, we discovered that not many books were sold, even though we had a book display, window display, book racks. So I told Prabhupada that in spite of all this heavy promotion, we could not distribute many books. And Prabhupada said, my books are sold because of the enthusiasm of my devotees. And in a bookstore, no one's enthusiastic. So all of you are engaged in book distribution. Some of you are engaged in inspiring others to distribute books, supervising book distribution. And some of you are soldiers who go on the battlefield to distribute books. So enthusiasm is very important. So please be enthusiastic. And please encourage good sadhana. If devotees have good sadhana and they are enthusiastic, there will be good results in book distribution. Also, we have to constantly keep exploring new avenues of book distribution. And if we try, Krishna sends you with good ideas. Prabhupada first told the devotees, do book distribution. In America, devotees had never heard about that, book distribution. But they began to meditate. This is what Prabhupada wants. And slowly, slowly, he came up with different concepts, book marathon, etc. So similarly here in India also, it's not that everyone you show a book he wants to buy. Some people think that India people are so pious, you go and show a book and they'll want to buy it. So as you know, some buy, some don't buy. The Maya's influence is very strong everywhere. But there are many ways how we can distribute books. We can get people to sponsor books, and employers to buy books for their employees, etc. So please dedicate yourself to book distribution. Sometimes people think that, oh, now people are too materialistic, they won't read these books. Prabhupada said, book distribute, these books will be read for the next 10,000 years. So for 10,000 years, these books will be read. So don't let anybody pollute you or confuse you by saying, oh, now people are too modern, they won't buy, read these books. If we are convinced, if we are enthusiastic, then Krishna will send you positive results. Krishna is in your heart, and Krishna is in the heart of the person you're trying to approach. So when Krishna sees this person sincerely trying, then Krishna gives the other person the intelligence, and he says, okay, give me a book. I'm very happy that Vaisheshika Prabhu has come just in time. The book marathon is going to start very soon. Unfortunately, in India, you see a pattern. There's heavy concentration on the marathon, and rest of the time they become a little lax. Actually, we should have, I've told Indian leaders, 3 or 4 marathons a year. Actually, Maya's marathon, is it for 1 month a year, 5 days a week? What, say 65 days a year? Maya's marathon is for 365 days a year, 24 hours, isn't it? Is there ever any time when you see Maya inactive? Maya says, okay, now I'm not going to bother you guys for 1 month of vacation. Maya is active 365 days a year. So we should also be active in preaching 365 days a year. Sometimes devotees say, isn't there any shortcut on your devotional path? So I say, there is a shortcut. What is the shortcut? Become a preacher. Krishna says, of all devotees, who is dearmost to me? The one who preaches my glory. So the book marathon is coming up pretty soon. And as you know, BBD India's book qualities have improved a lot. There was a time when we used to run behind. We were behind in supplying the books. But now BBD is printing the books very high quality. In fact, even the Bhagavatams that distribute in America are all exported from India. So our books are very high quality now, neatly packed. And the books are delivered to the temples 3 months before the marathon. So all of you have your books in stock, everything in stock. The only thing that's left is the effort. And there's no shastra that says you can only do marathon for 1 month. Mayapu is a good example. Mayapu is doing marathon for 3 months. So this year is going to be a little tight because Kartik is going to end right before the marathon. So please plan your marathon strategies. Try to do more. Prabhupada, in the early days of book distribution, he gave a mantra, double it. And devotees used to wear buttons in America, double it. That means if you distributed 10 books last year, you must do 20 books this year. So that should also be our motto, double it. You may say, oh, that's impossible, you know, because now we've reached such high levels. And in some cases, even to maintain the high levels is a challenge. So please be enthusiastic about book distribution. And once again, on behalf of the devotees and the Indian leaders, I want to thank Vaisheshika Prabhu for taking time off to come and inspire all of you to do book distribution. I know that the results of the previous seminars he had in Tirupati and Delhi, and were very, very positive. And Vaishishekhar Prabhu has been working on a book for the last few years on book distribution. I think that book, in that book he's going to share his experiences and the philosophy of book distribution, and have suggestions of all of you, all of you can become better book distributors. When is that book coming out?
Yeah, ILS, February.
I was in San Jose 2 months ago and he told me now he's doing the final editing. So this book will be ready by February. Maybe we can have another seminar at that time. And we'll be happy to distribute that book in India too. So please read that book. And please take full advantage of Vaishishekhar Prabhu's seminar. He's one who is very good sadhana, very well versed in the shastras, enthusiastic to preach, and enthusiastic to share whatever he has learned over the years with all of you. And all of you, if you sincerely follow his instructions and take guidance and follow up on the points he's going to give, I'm sure he's going to have very positive results. So we're enthusiastic about book distribution. So thank you very much, Vaishishekhar Prabhu. Thank you. Resolution 10% more. So Sri Ram is just reminding me, so you want to, we should have a resolution? 10%. 10% increase over last year.
At least.
For the marathon.
At least.
Unfortunately in India, 80% of the book distribution is in marathon. So we're very heavily dependent on marathon. But from next year, let's get out of this cycle. We should have good book distribution year round. So 10% more. So are all the temples ready? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting into your talk, you know.
What?
Sorry for interrupting your presentation.
He said he was sorry for interrupting our presentation. I told Maharaj when he got here, he is the presentation. Please, Hare Krishna. Everywhere Maharaj has gone around the world, book distribution has flourished. And all the other programs have too. And that's what Prabhupada said. And he's stuck to that and proved how by focusing on what Prabhupada said to do, one is successful in all the other aspects of spreading Krishna consciousness. Devotee development, beautiful temples, just so all the different programs, it's all on the foundation of book distribution. So we're greatly indebted to you, Maharaj, for being the representative. Thank you. Hare Krishna.